Evangelical Christians played an important part in turning out the vote for President Bush on Election Day, and now they've begun exercising the clout they have won.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are expected to meet this week in private to discuss the choice of a chairman, and evangelical groups are trying to block the selection of Allen Specter, although the president campaigned vigorously in Pennsylvania for his re-election. In liberal conservative terms, the one-time crime-busting district attorney is something of a mix. He is a supporter of abortion rights. He opposed the confirmation of Judge Robert Bork to the Supreme Court, but he also led the fight in 1991 for the confirmation of Clarence Thomas to the court, and during the committee's examination of Anita Hill, who accused Thomas of sexual harassment, Specter accused her of committing flat-out perjury, an episode that still rankles with women's groups. The chairmanship of judiciary is especially important to conservatives because it's the committee where proposals like a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage are processed. And the chairman can help to determine whether and when nominations to the federal courts, including the Supreme Court, are heard. As a senior Republican on judiciary, Specter would have been advanced to the chairmanship more or less automatically. But his vote to reject Judge Bork is still remembered, and a new issue has arisen because of a remark that Specter made at a news conference celebrating his Election Day victory. His intention is disputed, but he was quoted in the press as warning President Bush indirectly not to send up the nominations of judges opposed to abortion. Evangelical Christian groups took umbrage, the Reverend James Dobson denouncing him on his Focus on the Family radio show, which has an audience of some 7 million. Specter wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal denying warning the president about anything. He said he had merely noted that pro-life nominees might be filibustered by Democrats. Asked if he fears being denied the chairmanship, the senator says, "Fear is not in my lexicon. I am concerned." This is Daniel Shore.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.